for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. President Xi Jinping's announced that China will provide $2 billion U.S. dollars to support South-South cooperation at the U.N. Sustainable Development Summit. Xi Jinping says China will also do its best to raise its investment in the least developed countries to $12 billion by 2030. President Xi calls for an equitable and open development path, stressing that no country should be left behind. The Chinese president also forwarded a four-point proposal on global development. President Xi Jinping has stressed China's responsibilities regarding enhancing South-South cooperation. He made the comments while hosting a high-level roundtable on South-South cooperation with the UN Secretary General on the sidelines of the UN Sustainable Development Summit. President Xi says developing countries need to share with each other their successful experience of governance and to create a pattern of cooperation whereby they can draw from each other's strengths. China's State Council has published a guideline on the cooperation and development of areas around the Bohai Rim. According to the guideline, the region's been identified as one of the country's economic growth points. The guideline urges a coordination agreement to be finalized soon to organize all the regions to provide favorable policies and a sound institutional environment for development. The Bohai Rim connects China's northern, northeastern, and northwestern regions, including Beijing and Tianjin municipalities, Hebei, Liaoning, Shandong, and Shanxi provinces, and Inner Mongolia. Authorities in Tianjin say steps are being taken to ensure compensation is paid by the owners of the warehouse that exploded in the port city on August the 12th. The warehouse is owned by Rehai Logistics, which was founded in 2011. Several company executives and local officials have been arrested in relation to the case. 120 people remain in hospital with injuries sustained in the blast. Several hundred others have been treated and released in the weeks since the explosions. 165 people were killed. The Chinese government's initiated an emergency response and dispatched teams to cope with a serious drought in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The area has seen average precipitation of 105 millimeters since the beginning of July, a 54-year low for the period. 3.6 million people are affected by the drought, with local authorities saying more than a million people have been deemed to be at high risk. Tibet has welcomed over 14 million tourists in the first 8 months of 2015, generating about $3 billion U.S. dollars in tourism revenue. Tourism officials in the southwestern Chinese region say the May to October period is the high tourism season for Tibet, and a big influx of visitors is expected during the week-long National Day holiday, which begins on October the 1st. Tibet will hold its second Tourism and Culture Expo from Monday to Wednesday. Representatives of companies from countries like India and Nepal, as well as other provinces of China, will attend that event. Tourism is a pillar industry in Tibet, and the region aims to attract 17 million tourists this year. China's stock market will see the lifting of lockup restrictions on shares worth nearly 52 billion yuan, or about 8 billion U.S. dollars, over the coming week. About 2.7 billion shares and 28 companies will become tradable on the Shanghai and Shenzhen bourses from September the 28th. Under China's market rules, major shareholders of non-tradable stocks are subject to a 1 or 2 year lockup period. A former party chief in charge of poverty alleviation in South China's Guangdong province has been expelled from the Communist Party of China and removed from public office. China's top anti-graft body says Ma Dingwei took bribes in exchange for benefits and offered bribes in exchange for promotion. Ma also attempted to interfere in the investigation, colluding with other suspects to fabricate a confession and transferring and hiding his huge amount of wealth. South Africa will co-host the second ministerial forum for China-Africa health development from October the 4th to the 6th in Cape Town. South African officials says the forum aims to promote the availability of healthcare services in Africa and to improve China-Africa cooperation in public health in the post-Ebola era. Health cooperation between China and Africa was further strengthened following the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. China's pledged significant resources to help stem the spread of the Ebola outbreak in the region. Clashes erupted on Sunday between Israeli police and Palestinians at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. A police spokesperson says mass Palestinian youths threw stones and firecrackers at police and border police forces who responded with riot dispersal means. Israel Radio reports the police also used rubber-coated bullets to push people back into the mosque. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.